You're listening to Metroscope, a series of interviews with people of interest in Northwest Oregon and Southwest Washington. I'm your host, Ted Douglas. Now, as the father in a family of four with a dog five, I can understand how people are having a difficult time eating properly on a reasonable budget. It is very easy to eat a lot on a small budget if you're eating terribly, but to eat well, not so simple. It's a little bit more of a task, not only because the good foods tend to be a little bit more expensive, but also, I don't know if you've noticed, but people aren't really being educated on how to eat right so much anymore. When I grew up, it was all the four food groups, and you got a lot more information growing up, but we don't see that so much anymore. So there's an organization out here that is trying to help change that one website click at a time, and that is a group called Food Hero. We're going to find out all about it from our good friend, Lauren Toby. How are you, Lauren?
Hi, great, Ted. Thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely. So before we talk about Food Hero, let's learn a little bit about yourself and how you came to be part of this group.
Sure, yes. So I am a registered dietitian and nutrition educator and also have a family and try to cook a lot and cook healthy. So you know. Exactly. I've been working at Oregon State University Extension for about 6 years now. And before that, I was at University of Illinois Extension as well. So Extension still is strong in the U.S., delivering information on healthy eating and cooking. And so this is part of our nutrition education program, Food Hero is.
Excellent, excellent. So I mentioned that it's going to help people learn how to eat better and how to feed their families better and to keep in budget. How? What is Food Hero?
Right, so Food Hero is actually a social marketing campaign, which really just means that we use marketing tools like any of your, for example, fast food restaurants would do the same, but we use them to create a social good, so to hopefully encourage healthy eating, lower obesity. And our social marketing campaign has many channels, but one of the main channels is our website, foodhero.org. But we're also out there in the community promoting Food Hero. So some of the listeners might have seen us on billboards, or we have nearly 100 educators around the state teaching in schools. And we have other ways, too, that you might have seen us already.
You have ways.
We have other ways you can see Food Hero besides the website. But yeah, the website's a great place to 24/7.
Yeah, it's foodhero.org.
Yes.
So how was it created?
So it was a long process. We did lots of really interesting needs assessments through phone surveys throughout Oregon and also focus groups. And we started out with simply a bullet that said, use social marketing to increase fruit and vegetable intake for Oregonians. And through our research, we found out that over 50% of those we surveyed said that where they currently find information on healthy eating is online, and that's also where they want to find it. And so we never thought we'd create a website, but
here you do. Here
Oregonians
we
want to find healthy eating information online. So
yeah, well, it is. As the father and a family of four and the guy who does the majority of the grocery shopping, it is really difficult to know how to feed your family best. And there are so many different theories and ideas and instructions out there on how to do such a thing. But you find a lot of them, don't agree with each other.
Yeah, and so true.
Yeah.
And, we heard that in our focus groups and our surveys. We heard loud and clear that our moms and dads were saying, they said, we already know. We already know you need to eat fruits and veggies, and we don't really understand all of these guidelines you tell us, but we know that. We just want tools to do it. We don't need you to tell us more about how to do it, like get 7 servings a day or confuse us with more guidelines. So it's interesting that you pointed that out.
Right, right. The other thing is it's so expensive. Like eating the good foods is spendy. Mm-hmm. It's real easy to buy some chips because they're, it's 99 cents for a giant bag of chips.
Right, yeah. And we did ask you, what are some barriers to eating fruits and veggies, and definitely cost. People felt cost was a barrier, especially for fresh fruits and veggies. And we also learned that Oregonians in our survey, they really felt like fresh was the best. But you really can use canned, frozen, fresh, dried, or even veggie or fruit juices to get in all the fruits and veggies you need.
Right.
But certainly perishable, fresh is perishable. It goes bad. So that's another part to worry about in your budget.
So you recommend going more for the non-perishable stuff in bulk?
Yeah, considering all of them, what's in season, what your family likes to eat. A lot of the recipes on Food Hero, they really have an option. You could do the canned or the fresh. But certainly on foodhero.org, we have lots of examples of recipes that do show you how to use canned foods, and they really do taste good. So
very
and they
cool.
are healthy.
Right, right, right. Yeah, I was browsing through the website earlier and just saw some very simple things, you know, especially for snacks. That seems to be the hardest things. I have two young children. I have a 2-year-old and a 4.5-year-old. And of course, they're always wanting snacks and treats and daddy, this, I want this. And it's like, no, that's what meals are for. You have a meal and then maybe you get a snack if you're good. You get a treat if you're good. But it's so hard to find something to snack on that is good. I mean, I've been trying to get them very into, you know, grapes and oranges and things like that. And they seem to like that because they're sweet and they, you know, taste like candy. But I saw like just a very simple, just a little orange drink that was nothing more than pureed oranges, a teaspoon of vanilla and some cold water.
Yeah, that's one thing for sure. A lot of our recipes are so easy and they really taste good too. Kids love smoothies.
Mm-hmm.
We really have learned that a lot. So our educators out there, they're always giving taste to Oregonians. And we really find that with kids, they just love smoothies. So we do have lots and lots of drink and smoothie recipes on there. You could also try some pancakes. You can even make them ahead and just keep them in the refrigerator. Or we always have like the small English muffin pizzas. A lot
sure.
of kids like those if you have a few more minutes. On our tips and tools section of our website, though, as well, you can find some tips for picky eaters or for snacking. So
that's great, because I mean those are the things that when you become a parent, especially that you know, no one teaches you that stuff. You kind of figure
yeah.
it out on your own, and God help you if you go hit the internet and try and get some instruction.
Picky eating is a huge question people are always asking us about. So
yeah, well, I unfortunately my wife is an incredibly picky eater as an adult, so my children have picked that up from her, which is great. It's like, no, don't give them 4 options for dinner. Tell them what we're having, and that's that.
Yeah, that's one of the recommendations on our website, certainly, and to be good role models. So.
Yes. Oh, I'm gonna play that back for her. She'll love that. Good role model, honey. So you have those tips and tricks. You have the recipes on the website. What else can we find there?
Well, those are the main things.
So okay.
One of the things we know about best practices of making websites these days is to keep it real simple so that people don't get confused and they know where to go. So those are really the 2 main things. Now, one other thing you can find on there is something called Food Hero Monthly, which is if you want some information monthly, you can get it in your inbox. We have, I wouldn't call it a newsletter. It's a monthly, kind of more like a magazine.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just one page front and back, and it also has a great recipe on the back. But really actionable tips of simple things you can do.
Very cool. Yeah, I noticed on there you have a thing there for helping to budget for food, which I
yes.
think is a big thing that people just don't realize how to do it. And even this year, I mean, I'm pretty good with our money, but in doing my taxes for last year, I was going through all my bank statements and categorizing things. And boy, I looked at what we spent on food and where we spent our money on food. And if you ever want to make it crystal clear why you should just go grocery shopping and try and stay out of restaurants as much as possible, try doing that.
Yeah, no, that's definitely one of our goals. Well, our primary goal is to get people to eat more fruits and veggies. And that's just simply by having all of our recipes, including fruits and veggies. But the other one is to get people eating more at home and to feel comfortable and confident in shopping and creating meals.
Right.
And we know none of us have a lot of time. So also making it so that you can maybe cook something on Sunday that lasts the whole week or maybe only shop a couple times a month, which will also save you some time. So yeah, there is a budget for food tip that has 4 simple steps that will give you an idea then of how much you're spending.
Well, and that really helps because when it gets around to trying to buy healthier foods, those healthier foods are more expensive. And if you can budget the rest of your food spending out a little better, that gives you a little bit more to buy the healthier stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, some healthier foods also, it depends what the family's buying, because sometimes we'll work with families who are spending a lot on something that maybe isn't as healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can show them, you know, if you do, especially with fruits and veggies, if you consider all the different forms and what's in season, there might be something that is affordable.
Right, right, right. Yeah, depending on the time of year you're buying them, they could be more or less expensive.
And what form, too. So if, you know, one of the grocery stores has a special on a canned corn, we have a lot of recipes that will have canned corn in there or frozen broccoli, then maybe getting a couple extra bags or seeing what recipes match.
Right,
on
right.
special that week. So.
Right. And you find yourself wasting less food, throwing less stuff away, et cetera. That's great. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Metroscope, in a series of interviews with people of interest in Northwest Oregon and Southwest Washington. I'm your host, Ted Douglas. My guest today is Lauren Toby. She is the program coordinator of the Oregon State University Extension Nutrition Education Program, and they have a website called foodhero.org that is there to help you learn more about how to feed your family healthier foods, how to budget out your food budget a little better, but mainly the teaching you how to how to eat better, giving you some recipes and various information about what kind of food is out there. And you are a nutritionist yourself. What exactly does that mean?
Yeah, so I'm a registered dietitian, which means that I got a degree at an accredited university, and then at University of Illinois. And then after you do that, you take a national exam from the American Dietetic Association, or now it's called the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. And if you pass that, then you can become a registered dietitian. And then every 5 years, you need to do several hours of continuing ed to keep up your credential. And then I also have a graduate degree in nutrition as well. So
you've been busy.
I've been a little bit busy, yeah. But I love nutrition and healthy eating. So
well, I love
not
that you're
much of work.
I love that you're required to update every 5 years or so. Because certainly, I mean, just, you know, I'm 40 years old, and if all the times that they flip flop on whether milk is good or bad for you, you know, how much meat you should have,
yeah,
what kind of meat, this, that, seems like it's always changing. They're always finding out new information.
Yeah, it's a pretty young field. So certainly, there's a lot of research still going on, and things are changing, and we're finding new things. So.
That's very cool. So there are a lot of recipes on this website, foodhero.org. How many do you guys have on there?
At least 200. We might be
wow.
over that now. We actually we add recipes all the time. So a lot of our educators or people who come online, they suggest things. So
oh, I
try
see.
To add new recipes when we can.
That's cool. So just kind of this aggregate place for all of these.
Yeah, our website's definitely alive. It's not just a stagnant thing that we created and we never update. So we're always updating the recipes. And then the tips and tools, the actionable tips on how to help you menu plan and create the recipes, they also are being added to all the time as well. So
that's great. That's great. So do you have any favorites on there?
Oh, well, I cook them all the time, and I have lots of favorites. The ones I probably make a lot, one that's been, it's like our staple recipe for our whole program, is called Cowboy Salad, which is a great recipe. It also has canned and fresh, and with the seasons, you can change how you make it. But basically, I guess a lot of people have said that it's kind of what you might call an old school recipe,
okay.
But it has beans and tomatoes and avocado you can put in there, and some lime and vinegar. And you can use it in so many ways. So you could use it as a salsa, just as a salad, as even with chips or crackers to make a healthier meal by adding those veggies in our meal again. So that's one. There's tons of pancake recipes on there.
Mm-hmm.
So one I make a lot at the end of the month when I might be out of eggs. I think it's called Favorite Pancakes.
Okay.
And you can put all different things in it, but it's eggless. And they're so fluffy and great. So.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, and I just made the other night pumpkin stuffed shells. They're one of our newer ones,
uh-huh.
And it was amazing. It might be my favorite new recipe on there.
What is it called?
Pumpkin stuffed shells. And you can't taste the pumpkin, which is kind of interesting, but yeah, they're delicious.
So they're what crazy. Is the shells? You mean like a pasta or a taco
pasta
shell?
Pasta shells. Mm-hmm.
A pasta shell.
Pasta shells. Very good. Oh, and a refried bean soup I made this weekend, and it was so interesting. It's the most simple recipe ever. It's just refried beans with some tomatoes and onions.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I was thinking, oh, this can't taste that good. And it was amazing. And it's so easy. And just throwing some cans in there. So
yeah, it's incredible. I think we're all used to eating all these foods that have been so, you know, treated with salt and kind of deadens our tongues a little bit, that when we get back to just eating some of the basic foods, we forget like, oh, these are real good just by themselves.
Yeah, and we try to make all of our recipes are not only healthy. Well, they all have a salt. You mentioned salt. So they all have 600 milligrams or less of sodium.
Wow.
And 35% or less of fat. But we also make sure that they only have a few ingredients. They're easy to make, reasonable time, so you're not sitting there, you know, for 2 hours cooking something.
Right.
So we try really hard to make our recipes really accessible.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm in a position where I get off work between 6:30 and 7 o'clock. By the time I get home, it's between 7 and 7:30. And, you know, if I start cooking right then, you know, my kids don't eat till 9.
Yeah, like the refried bean soup, you know, it took me like 5 minutes to put the canned beans and then the tomatoes in the pot. And then I made some quesadillas stuffed with carrots and a little bit of cheese on the side. And the meal was ready in, I think, like 20, 25 minutes.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So, and, of course, that's a kids love that kind of food. So,
well, and I think another cool thing with having some of these simpler recipes that don't have quite as many steps is actually you could involve your kids. Like my kids would really enjoy, they love cooking. Like we make spaghetti and I make spaghetti sauce. My kids love standing up on the chair and helping me stir and all that stuff. So this sounds like a great idea of like, well, here are some very simple ingredients. They, you know, they're learning their numbers, their letters. They can help read the recipes. They can help count out what they need and then help make it.
Oh, that's huge. Yeah. So we really try to promote that. Like in Food Hero Monthly right now, for the last year, we have a section on what kids can do in the kitchen. And so you can look back on those issues as well. But we really try to promote kids getting in the kitchen so that we don't have a generation of kids who can't cook. A lot of us know that home ec is no longer in school,
right.
And a lot of kids aren't learning how to cook, mm-hmm. and maybe the parents don't have time to cook. So that's so true.
Yeah, you know, I think it was one of the last generations to get home ec in high school.
Yeah.
But even then, we treated it like a joke. It was like, oh, we're going to go to kitchen class, whatever this is. And now I was like, boy, I really wish I had paid attention.
Yeah, we're even going into schools. You know, we are in schools almost every day with our program, and a lot of the schools don't even have those kitchens that we can use.
Yeah.
They're not even in the schools anymore. So it's so important to get the kids. And yeah, our recipes, I mean, even if simple, like letting them throw some veggies in a salad bowl or something. I mean, that's a first step that's so important.
Yeah, we've made a point in my house with my kids to not have the nights, even if it's something we're excited about, like, oh, you know, the once in a blue moon, we go get steaks or something, throw them on the grill, that we don't make them into a big deal for our kids. Like, ooh, tonight's steak night. Everybody excited? Because that's kind of like, I've had real food issues. I'm not like a super large man or anything, but I have had, you know, problems with the type of things I eat because I do associate them with a good time rather than just putting nutrition in my body. So
right, yeah,
I get excited about, I'm going to have this great giant plate of salty goodness that is killing me. So we've been really trying to look at like, how do our kids think about food going forward in their life and where we want them to enjoy food, certainly, but not really fetishize food, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of thing. Because daddy and mommy have had their issues with that.
So. Yeah, no, getting them involved. I mean, you're doing great with that. And, you know, in the grocery store, too, and menu planning, not only when they're
right.
cooking. So, you know, let them pick out a fruit and veggie in the store or let them pick out a recipe. It could be as simple as that.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. So how has the website been going? How many hits you guys get? All that stuff.
Because we're a social marketing campaign, we have specific times of the year when we really push and promote our website. So right now we're in our campaign, and so we're getting about 22,000 hits a month.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's really growing. And we have a very targeted campaign, and so we don't promote it that much, just through our certain specific channels where we're trying to find our target audience. And so it's pretty exciting that it's gotten that many hits.
Wow, that's very, very cool. So the message is getting out there.
Yeah, and lots of shares, too. You know, we did also hear from moms. Not only did they want to learn about cooking online, but they're currently learning a lot about recipes and cooking tips from their friends and family. And so our social media platform has been really a popular way people have been connecting on foodhero.org, especially Facebook and Pinterest. So I think our photos maybe are attracting people.
Right. Well, yeah. Photos of food seem to be fairly popular on the internet.
Yeah, people are sharing them like crazy. And Facebook as well, we have a great community talking about recipes. So that's been another interesting newer way to learn about healthy eating, I guess. So.
Sure. Well, we've heard some of your favorite recipes, but what are the ones that get the most hits?
Oh, well, so if you want to see what has the most hits, you can always go on the homepage. So just to let everyone know, we do update every single month.
Uh-huh.
There's a little box on the homepage that says what the last month's favorite recipes were.
Oh, cool.
By far, the chicken, broccoli, and cheese skillet meal has been such a popular recipe. I think it has 18 or 19,000, as they call them, pins on Pinterest. And the chicken and dumpling casserole is the other one that continues to be getting tons of hits.
Well, who doesn't love chicken and dumplings?
Well, and the other thing that's interesting is chicken. So chicken, who would have known? It's probably our most popular ingredient, I think. So consistently, we have lots of chicken recipes coming up as those with the top hits.
Yeah, that was one of the big things we did when we made this kind of shift as my wife and I hit our 40s and made this kind of shift into eating healthier was going to a whole lot of chicken. So we certainly love to hear about all the different chicken dishes we can make.
Yeah, lots of chicken dishes. We also have a lot of recipes where you know, they don't have meat. They have like the beans or the lentils as well, which is also a great way for your budget to stretch your food dollar. Is some nights to
forgo meat.
Try something alternative, like a bean or a lentil. Other ways to get your protein.
I'm afraid this conversation is over.
come on.
All right, I'll give it a shot.
I'll send you some recommendations. Okay.
I will
let me know how they go.
And I see here another popular one is the yogurt popsicles.
Yeah, that one's new. That one has not been on the list before. So you know this early Oregon.
yeah, this weather we're having.
Must be making those yogurt popsicles really popular, and the tuna casserole, no-bake tuna casserole, is also, we were talking about things when you're getting home late and you don't have a lot of time. It's also a really quick one. So
very, very cool. Yeah, all very quick, all very easy, and not all that expensive. So definitely worth checking out foodhero.org, especially if you've got a family or trying to hit a budget. Really a lot of wonderful, wonderful suggestions. So is the website, of course, is the best way, I would think, to get a hold of what you guys do.
Yeah, definitely come to the website, and you can also contact us. Our email is all over it, and
okay.
We get lots of great emails, and you can also comment on recipes, so we also talk to you through that as well, and social media, but if you go to the website, you can see how to connect on Twitter, Facebook, or Pinterest as well.
And, of course, you know, organizations like this, you might have noticed that it's foodhero.org, meaning it's a nonprofit. You guys could always use money, and you can make donations there on the website as well.
Yeah, definitely. So if you're interested in partnering or anything, please contact us. We have lots of wonderful partners. So
great. Well, we are coming up here on the end of our time. Is there anything else you wanted to hit?
You know, I encourage everyone to eat more fruits and veggies, and on foodhero.org you can find ways to do that that will be quick and taste great. So
yeah, there's the key. Taste great. Right?
Taste great.
Wean yourself off the salty prepared foods. There you go. Well, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us today, Lauren.
Thanks, Ted.
All right. That'll do it for this edition of Metroscope, an Intercom Communications public affairs program. I've been your host, Ted Douglas. If you have a nonprofit or public affairs organization that you would like to let others know about, please email me at metroscope@intercom.com, and intercom starts with an E. And please put Metroscope in the subject line so it doesn't get snagged by my spam filter. Or you can go directly to this station's website, click on the community link, and submit your information there. Also, if you'd like to hear this program again, you can visit our podcast page at metroscopepdx.com, where you will find this and the last couple of months worth of episodes. And please feel free to post it to your Facebook, your MySpace, your blog, your Twitter, your Google Plus, your Pinterest page, whatever you got. Let's try and get this information out to as many people as possible. Well, thank you again, Lauren. Thank you all so much for listening. This has been Metroscope.